This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Ani. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. I'm alive, so that's good.
Well, if you're not alive, then today's guest will be very, very appropriate because it might be a good place to bury you.
Right, exactly.
It's one of my favorite attractions in town. It's one of those things that's an undiscovered gem.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate when I worked downtown to learn of this, and I spent a lot of time there. It's really, really fascinating. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't had him on the show before.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're solving that problem. So let's say hello to our guest. Her name is Pam Henman. She's the Marketing and Public Relations Manager with Historic Oakland Foundation, Managers of Oakland Cemetery. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for making time to join us. We got a busy month ahead.
Yes.
So I know you're very busy, so appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around both the foundation and the cemetery, take a quick second, Pam. Tell us a few seconds worth about you.
Sure. Well, I am Marketing and Public Relations Manager at Oakland Cemetery. I live in the Cabbage Town neighborhood right across the wall from Oakland, and I've lived in Atlanta since I was 6 years old, so I'm not technically a native, but I feel like I am.
You qualify.
So.
Yeah, okay, you're in there.
You.
In that club.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Well,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Historic Oakland Foundation. Give us the 10,000-foot view.
Sure. Historic Oakland Foundation works in partnership with the City of Atlanta to preserve, restore, enhance, and share Oakland Cemetery, which is Atlanta's oldest public burial ground. We were established in 1850, and we have about 70,000 people buried at Oakland. It's 48 acres in the Grant Park neighborhood of Atlanta, so we're located just about a mile away from downtown. We have events, we have tours, we have private events. People get married at Oakland, people get buried at Oakland still. So despite it being a cemetery, there really is something for everyone there.
Well, it's one of those things that a lot of people don't think you can go tour a cemetery.
Right.
And I mean, they're familiar with like Arlington in Washington, D.C., but this is a real gem. And there's some real history here. I mean, 1850 is when this thing started.
Absolutely.
So tell us some of the history behind this.
Sure. Well, Oakland Cemetery is the final resting place for some of Atlanta's earliest settlers, business people, governors, mayors, Civil War soldiers, notables, and, you know, regular people as well. Like I said, we have 70,000 people buried there. So we have everyone from, you know, Maynard Jackson, Atlanta's first black mayor, to Bobby Jones, the golfer. We have Margaret Mitchell, who is the author of Gone with the Wind. And there's even a unmarked plot of about 7,000 folks who are in our Potter's Field, who we, you know, don't really know anything about them, but, you know, they're there. So it really was, our executive director likes to say, if you built the railroad, slept under the railroad, or rode the railroad, you could be buried at Oakland Cemetery. So it's something for everyone, like I said.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned some famous notable people being buried there. Well, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about, there's something a little shocking about Oakland. There's a greenhouse.
Yeah.
And it's been really beneficial for the cemetery. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The greenhouse that you mentioned, officially called the Beaumont Allen Greenhouse, and we opened it in last November. And it's the first greenhouse that we've had functioning on site in about 40 years. The first greenhouse was built at Oakland around 1872. And it was a way for families who were spending the day at the cemetery, which they did in the Victorian era. They could have plantings there to put on their family plots, and they could cultivate specimens on site. So that was part of the cemetery tradition for several decades up until the mid-1960s, when the last greenhouse fell into disrepair and was demolished by the city. And so really what we had up until then was just an outline, a brick outline of the greenhouse. And through a twist of fate with the Atlanta History Center taking over Cyclorama, which will now sit on the site of the greenhouse that we inherited from the Buckhead Men's Garden Club. So we kind of did a little bit of musical chairs where Cyclorama's taking over the Buckhead Men's Garden Club's greenhouse at Atlanta History Center. We took over that greenhouse, which was moved to Oakland Cemetery and re-erected. And we are now able to grow tropicals, which the Victorians loved, on site. We weren't able to do that because we didn't have the walls and the glass. So we're really able to ramp up our growing, which is really exciting. It's a really great new development for our gardens team, which is an integral part of the cemetery. Anyone who steps foot in there remarks on how beautiful the grounds are. And that's a really a testament to our gardens crew. They do a great, great job.
Yeah, that's not, I have not seen that. So I'm excited to check that out. Before we go to break, Pam, I don't think people realize this is actually a city park.
It is, yes.
And as you said, it is located in Grant Park, which is just one of the really cool communities in Atlanta and being revitalized in a really exciting way. And it's real close to downtown.
It is.
Which in itself is being revitalized right now. Mm-hmm. And some exciting things happening there. I mean, just to clarify for those who are frankly not familiar with exactly where it's located, how you get there.
Sure. If you are familiar with the Memorial Drive corridor, we are kind of anchoring that location. So if you know where 6 Feet Under is, Octane Coffee, we're just before Boulevard. So if you are in between MLK and Boulevard, you're on the right track. So you can't miss us. We have a big brick wall and a big brick main gate that will lead you right into the cemetery.
6 Feet Under is one of my favorite joints.
They're really yummy.
I bet you eat lunch there a lot.
We do. It's a really hard part of the job.
Yes, it is. All right. Yeah. Pam Hemman will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Pam Hemman, Marketing and PR Manager, Historic Oakland Foundation.
So February is Black History Month, mm-hmm. and you guys are going to be running a lot of tours to highlight some of the different aspects of Black history within the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Tell us what visitors and tour goers can expect to see during those tours.
Sure. So we are offering complimentary guided walking tours thanks to support from Georgia Humanities Council. Our guiding walking tours are about an hour long and they're offered throughout the month of February, and people can visit our website to get specific dates and times. But Oakland Cemetery has a lot of Black history contained within. Someone who's buried there is the first Black owned business owner for the city.
Wow.
We have the woman who started America's first Black Parent Teachers Association buried there. We have Atlanta's first Black professional photographer. So it really is pretty interesting once you scratch the surface, seeing the African American section. Of course, being, you know, built in the 19th century, there's segregation there. And so, you know, we addressed that particular aspect of Atlanta's history and America's history. But nonetheless, there are some really fascinating stories there in our African American section.
And plus, Mayor Jackson is there.
He is, yes. I can't forget
him. The first Black mayor.
Yes.
So there's some exciting stuff tied to Black History Month for sure. But you do offer tours every weekend.
Yes.
And if I understand correctly, a lot of those tours are volunteer driven. I know some guys who do some of those tours and they're fascinated by it. So tell us more about that. But then there's some really cool events that go on, like you have a music festival.
We do, yeah.
But start off by telling us about these weekend tours, these regular weekend tours.
Absolutely. So yes, our volunteers actually are the lifeblood of our tours. They are on the front lines every weekend offering guided walking tours, as you mentioned. So we have our Site Symbols and Stories of Oakland guided walking tour, which is 90 minutes long, offered every Saturday and Sunday year round. Right now, we're still in our winter tour schedule, so that's only offered at 2 p.m. every weekend. But when we get into March, we'll offer our full schedule, which includes special topic tours. So we'll have Site Symbols and Stories every weekend, and then a rotating schedule of topics. So that's everything from Victorian symbolism to death in the 19th century to music. We have a lot of music folks buried at Oakland, so there's really, again, something for everyone there. Mm-hmm. And then, our events are a lot of fun. We have our Tunes from the Tunes Music Festival in June. We have a new event called Arts at Oakland, which we're bringing back for a second year, which will kick off in April. And that interprets Oakland Cemetery's history through art. We also have a 5K called Run Like Hell, which is in October. We have our Capturing the Spirit of Oakland Halloween tours, which are crazy popular. They sell out really quickly every year. So tickets go on sale in July and will probably sell out around September or so. Those are in October. We also have our Sunday in the Park Victorian Street Festival, which is the first Sunday in October, and that's going on its 38th year. So we really, yeah, there's, if you like music, if you like beer, if you like history, there's,
God, you know, I hate all of those things.
Yeah, come out.
So this Run Like Hell 5K, is it run through the cemetery?
It goes through the cemetery and also through the Grant Park neighborhood. And then we also have a Run Like Heck 5K, or I'm sorry, Fun Run for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing the adult version. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Pam, a lot of exciting things happening there. And if you have never checked out Oakland Cemetery, you really owe it to yourself. It is a fascinating place to explore and get lost in. So Pam, before I let you go, how can people contact you? Should they have questions? Where can they learn more about the foundation, the cemetery itself? And then where can they go to get information on all these great events?
Sure. They can visit our website, oaklandcemetery.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, LinkedIn, YouTube. So we're also actually interested in volunteers. So if people are interested in joining our team, we are always looking for helping hands. And being a member of Oakland Cemetery is also really helpful because you can take our tours for free and you can get a firsthand glimpse at the cemetery. So we always encourage membership.
Good stuff. Pam Henman, the Marketing and Public Relations Manager with Historic Oakland Foundation and Oakland Cemetery. Pam, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Pam Henman, my co-host Brian Nonny, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.